Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The right fielder, Ralph Hodgen. Batting third. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Turner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Humphries. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Humphries. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting second. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Allie Reynolds. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Allie Reynolds. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Curtwright moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground, foul, for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Peters for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello takes first base on ball 4. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hockett. QL reaches second base with a double. Cuccinello moves to third. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Webb for the out. One out. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Reynolds. Cuccinello scores. QL moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. QL scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Heath moves to second. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cartwright is hit by the pitch. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Desodles moves to second. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Desodles moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling strikes out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cuccinello hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 1 in the game. Rocco hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Turner hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries is 0-for-1 in the game. Humphries hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cullen Bine. Humphries reaches second base with a double. Webb goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodgen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. Hodgen reaches second base with a double. Humphries scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Curtwright hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Desautels hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Ali Reynolds. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean takes first base on ball 4. Mack moves to second. Gordon Maltzberger now pitching. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mack scores. Dean moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Dean moves to third. Hockett moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Pote now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. QL hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. QL reaches second base with a double. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-2 in the game. Rocco hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mac is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mac hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Desautels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to second. Hank Edwards pinch hits for Rapote. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Salveson now pitching. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Turner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gordon Maltzberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maltzberger strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hodgson hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbein hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-3 in the game. Rocco hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Curtwright strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses who is chasing the ball. Boudreau reaches third base with a triple. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mack strikes out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Desautels strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner pinch hits for Jack Salveson. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground, foul, for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Namek now pitching. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. QL hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Webb is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Turner takes first base on ball 4. Gordon Maltzberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maltzberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Maltzberger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hockett hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cullenbine moves to second. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-4 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb misplays the ball. That's an error on Webb. Cullenbine scores. Heath moves to third. Rocco moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, White Sox. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Boudreau is walked intentionally. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a fly ball into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.